Welcome back to About Even, the number one sports betting show of all time. We're basically the GOAT show to have ever existed. I think we all know that as fact, not fiction. Tom not here today, so I'm fucking running this show, and I like the power that comes with it. I've got to be honest with you. I really enjoy it. Shout out to Neds, who back us every week. They just back us in, and they're the best. They're backing the best. We're the best. They're the best. Neds are the best. Join Neds. Follow along on our profiles. If you followed along last week, if you followed one of us last week, you'd be frothing. You'd be frothing. Gentlemen, welcome. Sebo, how are you, mate?
Good. Recovered from a big week last week. Hacker Major on Friday. Big on all accounts.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah. So
fucking huge.
Big day. Lovely for anyone who's a golfer and an About Even fan. Great to link up with you there.
Yeah.
And just can't wait for the next one already. But yeah, I'm great. I'm running not on fumes, but I'm getting my fumes back.
I reckon you're getting your fumes back,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
Because you've been fumeless.
I've been absolutely fumeless. So for me to go out on Friday night, get home, 11, but start of the day pretty early, get up at 5:30, do a full day of dadding and stuff, smash out work. That's actually a let up on the last few months I've had. So I'm getting them back.
Well, hopefully your punting can turn a corner. Roo, the big fella.
Yeah.
Talk to me, bruh. You must be feeling good.
We didn't turn a corner. We drove straight through that motherfucker. So absolutely stoked to be back. I had my wedding anniversary on Sunday, boys, and that's when that bet got up. So
okay.
It's a hot field now, which 14th of April is my favourite of all time, which my wife wasn't overly impressed with. unit scooper, 44 to 1, back was against the wall, in all sorts, copping shit left, right and centre. I sat there on Thursday night to tune into the live stream, was scoping them, and the first sentence I heard was, yeah, it's good to have Guru, but God, he's a shit punter. I thought, fuck these guys. I'm going to deliver this weekend. And thankfully we did.
And you had a win on the fucking roulette.
Yeah, we we stayed at the casino for our anniversary, and we went to roulette, had 50 on the head of each of our anniversary numbers, and came up little chicken dinner. So it's been a good weekend.
Jeez, that's a good weekend.
Very good.
Good on you, mate. And last but not least, certainly not least.
Thank you.
Nathan Corbea.
Thanks, boy. It's been a good
Greek
week for
/ Italian stallion.
Thank you. I also had my anniversary. Unfortunately, we didn't get up on the roulette table, but I did win my first ever rugby silverware coming out of retirement in aqua rugby. We won the Thursday comp. So
did you?
Yeah, that is it. Yeah.
You made out last year like you were absolutely done and that injuries had got the best
absolutely
of you. And now you're
absolutely
driving up to Newcastle to play. You're playing aqua rugby. You haven't hung up shit.
No, I haven't. I haven't really. It's kind of like a bit like Alfie Langer minus the talent, you know, me coming back into the game. Like no one asked for it, but here I am.
I think that you comparing yourself to Alfie Langer is one of the great long bows of all time.
I did say minus the talent, so some sort of respect.
Right, okay. Well, take that as you will. We may as well get into it, punters and dribblers. Accountability. That's where we hold ourselves accountable every week because this show has memory, unlike others who just fucking crap on and throw out bets, pretend like they always get up, which isn't the case. And that's why accountability is important. We start with the Roosters defeating the Knights 22-20. I was close. I was a Manu away. Sebo was a Ponga away. Mm. Tom was a Manu away. So there was Manus and Pongas letting us down. Not ideal. Lippy, none from three, but what do you do? I see Manu at fullback and I can't ignore it. I've got an addiction to Manu at fullback and I don't think it pays off that often for me. I really don't.
Boys, I think he is going to absolutely hate his time in rugby union. He's going to go from 30 runs a game to 3 a month and be bored shitless, I think.
Yes, but it's easy to be bored when you're rich.
For sure, but
you know,
I'd prefer it when I'm 31, 32. He's 27 years old.
Yeah, why is he going? Like, I'm
money.
I was told that the Roosters couldn't give him what he wants because of the salary cap. If you can believe that, and he doesn't want to play for another rugby league side in the NRL.
Right. Okay.
Like a loyal guy is the yarn, and Japan would be throwing him a shitload of coin.
Yeah. Right. Like more than any NRL contract.
Oh yeah. I would assume so.
Yeah, he'd be on probably 1.5, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
He'd be on Bitcoin. Big Bitcoin.
I love the names of the teams over there. He's playing for like the Toyota Highcliffs or something. It's unreal.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So
and if he's at fullback as well, he's not going to be kicking the ball outside of his 22. He's just going to be running it back every single time. There's no way he's going to kick it.
Why would you kick it?
Well, it's the union way of just kicking.
Yeah,
it
but pin the ears back and have a crack, son. Now, Storm 16 defeat the Bulldogs 14. I look at this game. I've got to be honest with you. I just don't know why I didn't triple 18.5. Like plus 18.5
well, we
points.
We talked about like double digit lines.
That's what I'm trying to say to you, Seb. We have these conversations about double digit lines, and I do absolutely fucking nothing about it.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, though. You never follow your own advice.
Relationship
advice. Don't say this, don't do that, and then you do the exact same things that you're saying people not to do.
It started to do my head in, bro.
Yeah. It's like, no, we've done this show long enough. You know what you should be doing, but you can't help just going back to the same guys for an three try score ATS multi or something like that.
Munster Katoa. That's my bet. When I've sat here going 18.5 is a ridiculous line. I don't even have in. It's not even anywhere in my bet.
Neds licked their lips when we put tries.
Oh, Munster and Katoa, eh? Munster's the season scored this year. Oh, no, he hasn't played a heap. He hasn't scored. What am I doing? Hate that bet. Guru, Grant and Meany gets a pappy. Gets a pappy for the unit scooper as well, I believe.
Yep, correct. Yep.
And the Lippy had Bulldogs plus 30.5. I mean, I don't know what that was paying, probably like $1.10. You ask yourself why that's in there. And he had Wishart, who doesn't score. Now, Broncos 28 defeat the Dolphins 14. Broncos minus the 9.5 for Tom. Two Stags. No Stags. So, nah. I had Walsh and Hammer. Hammer lets me down. Sebo had Walsh and Arthurs. Arthurs lets him down. Guru, Walsh, meat, two meat pies, only scored one. And the Lippy had Stags and the Dolphins plus 9.5. So, you know, we're close. We're sniffing around, gents.
Reece Walsh, also part of my unit scooper. Shout out to him. Get the job done.
We'll get to you, mate. Just calm down.
Over I know we will.
You just fucking calm down, mate. Okay? I don't want you to go off early.
The king of going off early.
Seagulls 22 to draw. Draw with the Warriors 22. The Seagulls threw this game away for no apparent reason. A lot of red on the board. Heaps of red. There's a DWZ for Sebo. Otherwise, it's red.
Which seems crazy in a Warriors-Manly clash for us to get one leg. You know, that's a clash where you're like, that's an ATS kind of pick your try scorer.
Yeah. Tommy doesn't score. Kula doesn't score. Hamole doesn't score. I mean, Guru had DWZ Hattie. I don't know where that came from.
Only fell one short, to be fair.
Well, you fell short. You fell short, though, mate, didn't you?
Yeah. Not this weekend.
Oh, he's confident. Eels 27 defeat the Cowboys 20. This is another one where Tom and I were speaking. He's obviously not here to back me up, but he would if he was here. We were speaking last week going, the Cowboys aren't that good. The Cowboys have played no one good, and they've been sucking their own penises and pretending like they're the highest bloody team in the comp, and they've played fucking no one. But again, I get confused. I know they're not that good, but I get really confused because I'm like, well, the Eels are shit without Moses. Eels win 27-20, did it at a canter. However, I make myself feel better because I see weakness and I sniff out weakness, and when I've been exposed to weakness. And again, this isn't without offense. This is defensive weakness I'm talking about here. When I've been exposed to it over prolonged periods of time, I can spot it easily. And Morgan Harper, unfortunately, is that defensive weakness. You throw a Nanai in there on the right edge back row. You put Chester in there, right edge center, and you go bang bang in the first 20 minutes. It's just too easy.
Yeah, good philosophy behind that one. Like legitimate, weakness spotting, I guess. I haven't actually pulled off a bet like that. You know, I'm more of always on that guy's in form. I don't look at the other side.
You don't look for weakness?
I don't look at the defense. I just trust that whoever I picked in offense, which isn't obviously working, is going to do the job. So I might take something, not for this week, but I'll take a little bit of that moving forward.
I had a feeling in this game that I'm a little bit sick of getting where I looked at. I was watching the game. I was there on the sideline. When these two scored, I just had that feeling. I think that's what Eddie did. Took out the dog and bone and went, fuck, not again. Feels like a long time ago now, but at the time I was filthy.
Yeah, well, again, you just don't go off early over there, champ. We'll get to you. Tom said in, I think yesterday to me, that he will never punt on Felt again.
I'm in the same boat.
He's never going to punt on him again, Sebo.
I'm in the same boat, man. Like, nothing against Kyle. We love Kyle's. But it's just been... I don't know why he sucks me in so much. I really
What is it about Kyle that gets you going?
I don't know. I feel it's like because I've just been trapped in this loop where I might flick on a Cowboys game and like he scores in that exact moment. I flick and you're like, oh, Kyle scores. And you've got it burnt in your goddamn memory, the GF, which was like 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like time to move on. Now I'm into Supercoach again. I actually know who the fuck the young people are for the first time in a few years. So it's like, you know what? I'm not going to be an old man and die with like from my generation's kind of like ways we live our life. And that was Kyle Felt. Now I'm moving on.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Give me my heroes. Give me my whoever. See you, Kyle.
See you, Kyle. Line through Kyle. It's official. Unfortunately, Kyle, you don't have a friend on the panel anymore, except for me, but only like very rarely.
Yeah, I'm still on Kyle too.
Yeah, sure. I'll be on Kyle again this year. Yeah. Sebo and Tom have left you, bro. But
I scored early in that game and had it taken off him.
Yeah. I still believe in you at the right moment. I think that you need to use Kyle selectively, and I think you've overused Kyle.
But maybe also like Chatty T's nearing the end of his career as well, and Drinky's kind of on the up, and he seems to be on the left a little bit more. I don't know. Maybe it's a Chad. Chad and Kyle both getting old. You know what I mean?
Correct. Sharks 34 defeat the Rabbitohs 22. If Guru and I were going to get bested on a double stake Sharks 13 plus, you always knew it was going to be 12 points.
Yeah,
it's just going to be one short.
Yep.
I was out and about. I was celebrating birthdays on Saturday night. I was enjoying myself, having a great time, and I checked my phone, and I see that it's fucking 12 points. Originally, I read 14 points. I don't know why. I'm like, yeah, bruh. It wasn't 14. I don't know where I got that from. I saw a 4 in the Sharks, and I just got excited.
I lolled because I fell asleep at halftime because I was obviously tired. Woke up, just checked the score, and I was like, lol.
Yeah. Lol. Well, I think I know for a fact that Tom lolled. He lolled his little fucking heart out, didn't he? Evil prick.
Yeah, I was at Combank Stadium for this game. So didn't have the greatest reception, so I was uploading the NRL app. And you know how sometimes you start to question if the app's working?
Mm, yeah.
If something's gone wrong here, that was one of those games for me. Brutal. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. it wasn't good. It wasn't good. And you'll see that it really, really affected me over the weekend. had a really bad influence on where I ended up. Dragons 24 defeat the Tigers 12. Shout out to the Lippy Lee and Brennan of coming up with the how to punt on a DMC sort of algorithm, I suppose you'd say. Basically come down to a coin flip. He flipped the coin. It was Dragons. He gets up $2.05. We're not getting excited about that. I'm merely pointing out that his algorithm did churn out a result. Sebo did a bit better though, bro.
Yeah, but I was like, you know, in the movie Saw, where they're trapped with like the thing around their leg, and
they're staring at each other.
And they're like, cut off, Saw one, cut off your leg if you want to like get out.
Yeah.
I was willing to cut off my leg because this exact bet was the last leg of Guru's unit scooper. So I'm like, I'll happily fucking cut my leg off and not collect the units here, as long as it doesn't put him like 40 units ahead. So I'm trying to not make this bet come off. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck's sake, come on, like score another one. Tigers scored late, so the Guru will walk you through that, but like this is like the most like bitter tasting units I've ever got.
So bitter units for Sebo gets him at 566. The final game of the round, Raiders 21 defeat the Titans 20. Hoskins around the board. Hoskins no good. No Hoskins. The only person that didn't have Hoskins was Guru, who did have Raiders 13 plus Tomoko and Chevy, and no one scored.
I hardly watched this game, mate. To be honest with you.
So, I be honest with you? I don't love this Sunday night game.
No, I need the
It's done now. We're back to 2
and 4. I prefer 2 and 4. Yep. I really do.
Yeah,
some about 6 week. O'clock, I'm like, I'm out of puff, bro. Yeah.
Considering I'm under
done.
House arrest as well based on the weekends. Like, I want my leg to start early.
Yeah. 6 o'clock Sunday night is Chinese, for me at least, Chinese in a show.
Yeah, show, movie, like...
I can't swing the rugby league with Ella at 6 p.m. Yeah, on a Sunday 100%. Night. I can't swing that.
Nah.
Ken in the Arvo. The Arvo's all right. Nighttime, no good. So I'm glad to see the back end of this fixture. The Masters, again, I'm just delaying you. You can just wait there, big fella. You just chill out. The Masters, Scotty Scheffler at $5, dudes, gets the job done. Brooks Koepka doesn't make the top 20. Wyndham Clark got cut. So much red and so much pain. Yeah, punters and dribblers. I tell you why. Top 10 for Brooks was 260. Top 10 for Brooks is 263. Top 20 is $1.62. So we're bleeding out there. We are bleeding. And no way to stem the bleeding. It's just red, 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 red. Not good. Not good at all. The Lippy, who had a $6 multi on, stems the bleeding. I think next time we do golf, the Lippy has to come with us on a Boots because they haven't bled like we have. I've lost fucking that many units. It makes me completely and utterly sick. In the hot seat, Tom's out. Seb's in. Tomoko does not score for the Raiders. So Sebo comes in with 3 weeks left for glory. If he goes 3 in a row, he's $1,000 richer. If he loses 2, I hop in and I get 1, and then I'm $1,000 richer. It's fucking tightening up nicely. Guru over there sniffing around on a high after a fucking unit scooper. It's all happening. If you jag one early, ooh, baby, she's on.
Is Burmo out now, or is he? If we go duck eggs, he wins.
No, if I lose, you lose, Guru loses, Burmo can still win.
Oh, true.
This is his last week alive.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So he'd get the money through just losses.
One of the 3 bets over the next 3 bets has to come off, otherwise Tom gets it.
Yes.
If one comes off, he's out.
Yep, yep.
Where would you frame the 3 of us in a betting market right now?
Based on how we're punting?
Yeah.
Probably Tom.
Yeah. But I will say,
like, I know you got a scooper, but fucking hell, mate, you're still one from fucking...
Yeah, let me enjoy anyway. My fucking weekend. Jesus.
I come through with wet style and a lot of things I do in my life. Mm. Golf, like, you know, closest to the pin on the last hole, money hole, you know what I mean? Draining long putts at the end when I need them. I got a good feeling. I can get 3 in a row.
He's got a good feeling. All right, here we are. We've arrived at the moment. Unit scoopers. Tom 0 from 4. I had 1 from 4 legs. Seb had 3 from 7. Lippy had 3 from 8 legs. And Rue, 5 from 5. Orcas rule, bro.
Yeah, big weekend for me. Ryan Pappenhausen scored early in the weekend. We then had Reece Walsh, who crossed. Mate, the Parramatta Eels versus Cowboys. The line, I had over 46.5. I was at this game. Assey kicked a field goal late to take it to 47. So got in by the absolute skin of my sack in that one.
Oh, my God.
Then we came to Sunday. Lomax, you know, as I said, it was my anniversary that day. So telling my missus that I simply had to watch the Tigers versus the Dragons was a really tough sell. She was supportive, thankfully. Once Lomax scored the first or second try.
Yeah, first.
So I thought, all I need is 1-12 here, Dragons. And boys, of the 17 NRL teams, the last team I want to fucking rely on is the St. George Illawarra Dragons. They held on. I think they were up by about 18 at one point. Then the Tigers, they finished all right. So we managed to get home. They won by exactly 12. So 1-12 was tight. The overs, I got in by half a point.
The whole thing was tight.
The whole thing was tight.
Yeah, you 1-12 and your overs is tight as.
I wouldn't have it any other way though, boys. It was just pure joy when this one got over the line. And to be honest with you, I'm still getting used to how the show works and the betting works. So when I actually didn't realize how much influence it was going to have.
Oh,
I realize it's massive. Now. Yeah, I was talking to Tobler after, and it sort of made me sit back and go, oh no, this is actually a bit of a game changer here.
So, well, that's why it's called a unit scooper, because you have the ability to scoop bulk units.
Yeah, there's more than one way to win. You could just play normally and get, you know, 3 or 4 bets a week, or you could just get a unit scooper.
Exactly. Right. And for context, if you're struggling to follow along, when we put bets on, it's to win 5 units, which is $50, unless you double or triple stake it. With a unit scooper, we put 1 unit on anything. So if it's 1 unit, it's $10 times 44, that's $440.
So the big question for me, are we in immortality range here? Are we Hall of Fame?
Seven Hall of Fame. The problem why it's not immortal is that the odds are immortal, but if you watch back, like we all do, you didn't give like any context to
it. There's no narrative.
And so you don't have to give a shit ton, but you needed something. You know what I mean?
At 1 from 70-odd bets, you can understand why I gave no storyline,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Listen, it was you had your back to the wall, but it wasn't late in the season. You know what I mean? Like, if you do that to come over the top of everyone and snatch a belt, yes, I'd absolutely consider it.
Yeah.
But it lacked narrative, and although the odds are great, that's probably where you fall short. It's a Hall of Fame bet, no doubt.
Easily Hall of Fame. I think if there's, like, a Venn diagram with, like, circles where it's, like, odds, narrative, something else, and immortals, like, in that little crossover between all the three... You know what I mean? That's what you got to do.
Look, I knew in my heart of hearts it wasn't an immortal bet, but I thought I'd throw it open to the people and hope I could get like a 90% vote on that story. And then I thought maybe that'll push me, but fair play.
Results were no?
No, it was yes. I think I got about 60% at the end.
Yeah, but
I wasn't watching it heaps close.
But they don't know what they're fucking talking about. So
they're the ones who go post your slips before you get up, and they're the same guys that say it's an immortal bet. So they don't know immortality.
They don't know immortality. They don't know what they're fucking talking about. We get to the leaderboard. Guru, 1 from 12, 8 from 23 legs, 29.77 units.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely works us over. The Lippy in second, -5.15. Sebo in third, -8.19. Tom, 0 from 12, -9.25. And I was last again. Brooks Koepka into a double on the fucking Sharks. Just buried my soul. 1 from 12, -10.04. Overall, we have a member of the panel that has come into the green. Guru, 2 from 58 bets, but it doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter. He's +1.32. Well done, Roo.
Thank you, mate.
Well done, mate. Good. Lippy in second, 6 from 53, -18. I'm third, 7 from 58, -22.72. It gets fucking bad now. Tom, 1 from 58 bets. Just awful. 1.72%. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing Tom walk the line this week. Wouldn't be surprised at all. He's -36.55, and in dead last, up the rear, Big Sebo, -41.41, and it's only week 8 this week.
Yeah. The last isn't a problem. I like coming from the bottom, but the -41 is a bit of a problem. That's a bit of a problem.
Well, it's week 9 this week, and the first week we didn't punt because it was futures. So what round is
in the
NRL?
Round 8 or round 7?
Round 7
this week.
Round 7.
So we've had 6 rounds, and you're -41.41.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Fucking...
All right.
Edge.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, mate. Oh, yeah. Take your belt.
Thank you.
Take your belt. Well done, Roo. That's accountability.
Get comfortable.
All right, the first game, Thursday night. Another Roosters game. How many fucking Thursday night games do the Roosters get this year? Something's doing. Roosters versus Storm at Allianz. Money's tight. $1.88 plays $1.92. The line's -1.5 and total points 39.5. Corbay. Talk to me.
It's going to be 18. Light rain expected in the arvo. Really light, 1 millimetre only, and dry for kickoff. So presume it'd be a dry game. Craig Bellamy, now he has a 38% win rate at Allianz, which is his worst win percentage out of any active ground in the competition. So the Roosters, that's probably why they are the favourites in terms of try scorers. Can't go past Xavier Coates here. He has scored a hat-trick in each of his last two games against the Roosters, and the Roosters are conceding 50% of their tries down their right edge exclusively.
See, that turns me on. That turns me on because I did a little bit of research myself, a little bit of rugby league project research myself, saw that he'd had it up in the last two games, and I said, give it to me, Daddy. Give it to me. I think that the Storm, have the Storm got the knocker on the Roosters?
They do.
Traditionally?
Yeah, traditionally.
See, I like that. I don't reckon the Roosters are going that well. Does anyone think they're going that well? I don't think they're going that well. I like the Storm here. I reckon they'll turn up and try to give it to Robbo nice and hard. So I like the Storms as the underdogs, although it's pretty close, but they're still unders. And Coates 2 plus 11.43. Like this bet, like it a lot. Sebo?
Yeah, I like that as well because I've got Coates as well. But now, do we all have him? No, thank God. I think he's scored like every week, hasn't he? And it's like...
Last week, no. Unfortunately.
Well, most weeks. You're like, why aren't I ever on him? And he's like, he's still like $2. And it's like, what are you doing? You're trying to like overthink by going, oh, maybe there'll be an inside ball to fucking, you know, Wishart or someone like that. And you're just like, no, just put Coates in. And then I'm just going back to basics. Two fucking wingers. If I can't get a two-winger bet on a Thursday night, I don't know what's going on. 5.28. Tupu seems to be scoring as well. Like, it's just, this is the dumbest. This is like punting 101. Two wingers from either side. But it's 5.28 for some reason, just because both teams are kind of half good, even though they're both not in form, if you know what I mean. That's what I'm taking.
Boys, I love in the footy when you see a team get out to a lead and then they try and defend a lead and they lose it. I've got the opportunity to do that this weekend. Obviously, Rando just mentioned Coates, so I could put him in my bet if I wanted to get all of us in there and then completely screw all of us and just play from in front. But I'm just cut from different cloth, you know. I'm going to stick with what I've got. I'm going to go Husey. Daniel Tupu, getting $10.70 for that this week. Yeah.
I really fucking hope that the beast hasn't been awoken. That's my concern. I've briefly skimmed across Guru's bets, and I'm just getting a different energy from him this week.
Well, the only way to chase him is a unit scooper, unfortunately, because...
No, not true. Not true.
No, but traditional...
You're a long way back.
Yeah, but I think without scoopers or golf back when we used to be able to pick the golf, to get up 40 units just with solid betting, we've had... Every one of us had little periods, but you're going to need... It doesn't have to be a $40 scooper, but like at least a little $15,
$20 scooper. You're going to need some scoops here.
You're going to need a scoop. Maybe you're just going, I just need a one scoop. Give me my rainbow one scoop. I'm not trying to overload here. And just get me back there. That's what you're
going
to need.
You're not asking for multiple scoops.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
You're just going down and you're going, give me one scoop, please. I'll take a vanilla scoop.
Yeah.
Just a scoop of vanilla.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 10 units here or there. I hear you, Seba. I
will take the nice cone, though, not the like crappy one, the waffle one. Give me the waffle cone.
Yeah. No, it is going to be interesting, though, because in Hughes and Katoa's channel, the Roosters have not conceded a try there this season. They plugged it.
Okay. Did you know that, Roo?
No.
Doesn't look like you did.
No.
Who is our Lippy?
His name, as I get it up here, he basically got in just by... no one else can get in this way, but just absolute pestering.
You've opened the door now.
people try, but like for some reason, it's just like it's been a lot. Connor McGran. McGran, MC... Yeah, how would you say his name?
Mick Gran.
Connor McGran. Just a bit of a pest, I think, in a good way. But he just really, really wanted to get in, and he got in.
Listen, I mean, Sebo said you can't pester your way in, but clearly you can. Just pound the DMs, pound Sebo into the earth, and you might
come
away.
Look, it's not your best way. Like, normally... The pestering came in because I honestly couldn't be bothered to look. Like, I think there was even an Ozaki hit, but I just thought, you know what? You got to mix it up. Every 1 in 20 Lippies, one will be a pesterer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. One a season.
Oh, I did love that after I won my bet, the amount of dribblers that messaged me, well done, blah, blah, trying to be friendly to me. And then it would always finish with, hey, can I be the Lippy dribbler?
Is that right?
I'd be like, you motherfuckers, you don't want to talk to me. And I said, all your way, mate.
Yeah. No, it's... someone's going to have to take up this role.
But you're so good at it.
Bring an intern in.
I had one bloke who tried to top my bet with his bet, and I looked at it, and it was like a 60-1. I went, geez, that's pretty handy. It was from round one.
Oh, okay.
It's 2 months ago. Yeah, please.
Mate, listen. Yeah. That's why the Lippy gets to play along, because it gives a real insight into the dribbler and how fucking shit they are. Now, Tom's bets will be on Instagram. We don't have them. Just check out the Instagram. They'll all be there, obviously, as they are every week. We move on. The Dragons play the Warriors at Wind Stadium. I believe that's in Wollongong. $2.50 the Drags, $1.55 the Wars. The Lions plus 5.5. Total points of 43.5. Talk to me, Rando, bruh.
It's going to be a classic Wollongong day. 55% chance of rain, 1 to 5 millimetres expected during the match. 16 degrees, probably suits the Warriors really after that game against Manly. But they have a terrible record at Wind Stadium. They've only won 2 of their 12 games played at the venue against the Dragons. In terms of try scorers, I do like the Wires try scorers. There's no better partnership in the game than CNK and DWZ. When CNK has played fullback, Watene Zalesniak has scored 14 tries in his last 10 games. DWZ has also scored 6 tries in his last 4 games against the Dragons.
Interesting. Very interesting. Rudy, you want to start, mate?
Yeah, I will, boys. And I was sitting on Instagram the other day, got a notification that Sean Johnson had followed me, and I thought, okay, this is an omen. I've got to take this. So I've taken a Sean Johnson double, and I posted on my Instagram story, and then I got inundated by Warriors fans telling me that, in fact, Sean Johnson does not follow you. They'd gone through his followers list. So I'm not actually sure what happened there. So then I had a little bit of a temper tantrum to myself, took it out of my bet slips, but then I thought, I can't walk away from this. If I've made a claim like that, I have to run with it, or I know SJ is going to score a double and I'm not going to be on it. So here we are, SJ double, $19.
Yep.
There you go.
I like it.
Sebo?
Look, I saw the 5.5 line and I'm like, of course Rando's going to... Like, why is it 5.5? In what world is it 5.5? And I knew there'd be some fucking Wind Stadium stat that they haven't won. I knew it was coming. I didn't look into it. But I'm just like, before last year, the Warriors were like... super inconsistent, didn't seem to like play 80 minutes of footy at all. But whatever's happened to them last year, new coach or whatever, they're like, they're a different team than those stats now, surely. Surely. So, like, doesn't matter about the stats. I'm taking the Warriors line minus 5.5 because it seems ridiculous. The Dragons, the Warriors are a top four team. The Dragons fucking suck. They can beat a couple of teams here and there. DWZ, he's going to go. Now it's $2.66, but this is how you play catch up. I'm at the bottom. So you think, what would someone like Tom Doherty, he would probably conserve units 50-1. I'm trying to, and he would just stay alive. I'm not at that point yet. I'm probably there soon though. But I am double staking this because I need to get some fucking like a leg up, like find a foothold of a broken ladder and start climbing. So I'm double staking it. I need something to happen. And I'm just seeing this line, and I don't want to be the guy where Warriors beat him 30-something and DWZ scores 3 and go, why didn't you take it? That's my bet.
Looking for a leg opener. Yeah. I will be completely honest with you. I had the Warriors minus 5.5 into Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. It was paying about $4 and something. I don't like the stats that Rando threw out. I don't like them, and I'll tell you why. Because there's something about the Dragons at Wynn Stadium that causes PTSD in a Manly fan. I've been on a receiving end of the Dragons at Wynn Stadium, and I just can't touch it. Now, my bet is DWZ 2+. And you might go, what the fuck, mate? You're suggesting they'll win anyway. I'm not suggesting jack shit. I'm suggesting that Chansey hooks my boy up, and he'll score 2 tries. Even if they lose, I still think he scores at least one. So basically, he's got to score one. Do you know what I'm trying to say? He's basically just got to score one try for $4.10. I'm taking the line out of it. Fuck that. It'll be 2 points. It'll fuck my life, and I'm over it. So, no, not doing it. Lippy, he's got Ford into Tui Pelotu at $11.17. Jackson Ford, has he been scoring this year?
Yes. Has been scoring. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. It's been a few weeks, but yeah, he scored a few early.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Again, Tom on Instagram, punters and the dribblers. Eels, Dolphins, TIO Stadium. That's in Darwin. If you were like, where in the fuck is that? The Eels are $1.46. The Dolphins are $2.75. The line is -7.5. And the total points, 45.5. Must be a fast track up there. Talk to me, Rando.
It's going to be 30 and dry on Friday night. It's going to be very humid up there in Darwin. And the Eels, they hate travelling north. They've only won one of their last 6 games north of Mackay. They've also only won one of their 4 games in Darwin against top 8 teams. So that would be an interesting contest. No hammer for the Finns, which is good news for Jermaine Asako because he has scored in all 4 games for the Finns that the hammer hasn't played in.
Okay. That's fucking great news. Guru, why don't you start again, mate?
Yeah, I don't know what to do with this game, to be honest with you. Up there, I don't know what to expect.
Completely thrown me.
I look at the Dolphins, I go, they're missing guys. I'm doubting them. And Wayne just goes, yeah, sweet. This is where I do my best work. So I don't know what to do here. I think Flegler out for the Dolphins is a huge loss. So I've just gone for a Parramatta middle. I was at the game on the weekend. I saw Junior Bolo up close. And I just thought, my God, how does anyone tackle this guy? So I'm going to carry him in this week, $6.60 as an ATS. I'm expecting him to come off the bench. Hot conditions up there, tired middles with the Dolphins already missing some guys. I reckon Junior's a sniff to crash over at value.
Sebo?
I'm with Rue when you're just like, what the fuck is it? Like, how do you punt on that? Is there another sport? Like, the salary cap does work, right? Penrith are just like up there. Everyone else, it's like, what? The Dolphins are like at the top of the table. The Eels are like at the bottom. The Eels are the favourite. You don't know who the fuck's going to win or who's going to score tries. Like, if someone can pick this game with absolute confidence, they're a liar, getting a line and a try score. So I'm just boosting the odds up a little bit because I don't want to risk much on it. Lane and Dylan Brown, just that left edge. Surely at some point, Lane goes over. Surely. And Dill, kind of back into form a little bit. Now, the thing is, that would be a shit bet if I said it was like $8. That's $17.81 for just 2 guys who usually score tries except this season. I'll take it.
I hate my bet. And in some weird way, that's why I like it. Because this game is a fucking mongrel. The stats are all over the place. The Eels strike me as the sort of team without Moses that can go from hot to cold like that. They're playing in another city where apparently they suck big ones. But that's why I like my bet, because it's so scat and rogue and disgusting that it might just work. It might just be rank enough that it gets up. Does that make sense? Am I making any sense? I hope I am. Eels -7.5 into Will Panasini, who I had a love affair with last year, and into Sean Russell. Get a load of these odds. Awful. $7.45.
Fuck. Sean Russell hasn't scored yet. He's due.
This might be the worst bet of my year so far, yeah. And it might just be crazy enough that it gets up. Yeah.
That bet reminds me of like round 14 punting.
That's the fucking rankest bet ever.
Origin, like buy
a
round.
It's a rank. When I put it on, I go, I hate this bet, but I hate this game. I hate this bet. I hate this game. But part of me is like, ooh.
Yeah.
Could it?
Yeah, it's that theory I talked about weeks ago where it's like if you verse someone really shit at you at tennis, you get brought down to their level.
Of course you do.
You're trying to hit the ball. Yeah, so you're actually meeting shit with shit.
Yeah.
Might equal
units. I get that. Yeah. I remember I played against Sydney High 1 year and we played in doubles, right, when I first got to Scots, and I played doubles. The doubles team we played were good, and I raised the bar and I just went electric and we got the W. Then in the singles, I played this guy that was dog shit. Yeah. And I was like, so went so internal, like went so within myself, had a tangent and left. Awful stuff. Awful stuff. So I get what you're talking about. The Lippi, Asako into Avarillo, $6.13. Another reminder, Tom's bets are on Instagram.
You mentioned there Mitch Moses out of this game. Quick little yarn. I was at the Parramatta game on the weekend and I was watching them warm up from a distance, and I'm watching Mitch Moses kicking the ball and, you know, he's in his chinos and stuff. I said to my mate I was with, I go, fuck, Mitch Moses is moving really well. Like, there's a bit of carry on with this injury. He then walked closer. It was Trent Barrett. He still looks like a 21-year-old. It's unbelievable. Hot.
Good Lord. Trent Barrett. Put
I
the
said
boots
some really
on.
Rough things about Mitch Moses standing there, carry on. Ugh, I don't know what's going on with him. And yeah, it was Trent Barrett.
Do you want to make an apology?
No way.
Okay.
Apologies are for cowards.
Correct. You're starting to get it, brah. Panthers versus Tigers at Carrington Park. That's in Bathurst, punters and dribblers. I believe the Tigers broke their streak there last year, if memory serves. $1.15 plays $5.60. Line is -14.5. Gobble, 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 gobble. Total points, 41.5. Brando, talk to me.
17 and dry in Bathurst. The Panthers, well, they love playing in the day. They've won their last 10 day games, won 19 of their last 20 day games, and have a 3-1 record at Bathurst during the day. These games have gone under a lot. The last 11 games, in fact, have gone under the points handicap. In terms of try scorers, not many consistent try scorers against either opponent or at the venue, but Jerome Luai, he has scored in two of his last three games against the Tigers, and the opposing 5-8 is the top try-scoring position against the Tigers as well. If you want a bit of value, Stefano Utoikamanu has scored in two of his three games against Penrith, and he also crashed over last week.
Interesting. Sebo, how do you see this one going, bro?
This is one of those things where it's just like, heed your own goddamn advice. Like, take the double line. The annoying thing is that I hate betting on what everyone thinks is going to happen, because everyone knows the Tigers beat Penrith, right, and Bathurst, so everyone's going to jump on it. It's like Vegas when at round one, everyone's going, go on the unders, man, 5 metres less, go on the unders, every game's going unders. What happens? Every game goes fucking overs. You know what I mean? As soon as everyone's on the same thing, it backfires. But now I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place because I've got to take the double line. But now everyone's on the Tigers +14.5. I'm just taking it. Taruva, I've just got to try and get some juice out of it. $4.08. I'm happy. Like, I'm not happy, but I'm happy to be on this, on the rock rather than the hard place. So, yeah, that's me.
Completely agree. What sort of man would I be if I went on a fucking rant about double lines and didn't gobble a 14.5 when it's offered to me? Now, I'm prepared to go down with the ship. You know what I mean? Give me a violin and I'll play to the first class fucking aristocrats as they board the bloody lifeboats. But I'm going down with this bad boy, and I'm going down with double wines. I have to. My honour demands it. Tigers +14.5 into Jareem Buller, because if he scores, then we're around. You know what I mean? I don't. If I follow a Sebo and I'm on Taruva, he'll probably score 3 and they'll win by 50, and I'll be like, fuck that. So I've got to back a Tiger in. You get $5.55 for that. Cross my fingers, cross my toes, Roo.
Boys, I'm not sure if the Tigers win this or not, but I think they will get close. And I tried with the line a few different things, and I just thought, you know what, fuck it. If Lightning strikes twice, I'm going to take the Tigers. I don't think they'll win by much. I got Tigers 1-6, $9.50. They've done it before last year. I personally think without Nathan Cleary, if I'm Aiden Caesar and Galvin, I'm looking across at Jerome Luai.
Well, Lockie Galvin back.
Yes, Lockie Galvin, it's a little boost. I'm looking across the other side going, there's Jerome Luai going to take one of our jerseys this year, next year. Plenty to play for. I don't know. I just reckon at $9.50 for the Tigers just to find a way to win this. Appy, you know, he'll have a good game against his former club. I don't mind it. So Tigers, 1-6 points, $9.50 there.
I think that's it's well explained. Mm. And it's a good bet. And if that gets up, it's good for me. It's good for Papa. Now, Lippy, Scotty Sorensen into Tyrone May, $9.91. Taylor May, rather. $9.91. Meh. Sure. It's not making me feel much, to be honest. Scotty Sorensen. Meh. Now. This fucking game. Titans Seagulls, Seabus Super Stadium, 5:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon. This has got fucking danger written all over it. $3.30 plays $1.35 for the mighty Manly Seagulls. Plus 8.5's the line. Total points is 47.5. So they're just going tries galore. Jason Saab's back. Matty Lodge straight into the starting setup, ready to rip and tear. Apparently he's been ready for a month. His GPS scores are off the fucking Richter scale. The man's ready to play rugby league. Jason Saab's back. Did I mention that? Rando.
It's going to be low 20s, but keep an eye on the radar as there is a 50% chance of 5 to 10 millimetres of rain during play.
Not scared of 50%. Not scared of that.
I'll try and make you more scared. The Titans, they've won 6 of their last 9 games as the underdog against Manly. Yep. Desi Hasler has a 71% win record against Manly, winning 10 of his 14 games. So some of the stats do point towards the Titans getting their first win. For try scorers, though, good news for Manly fans. The snack, Ruben Garrick, is back, and he has scored in 6 of his 7 games against the Titans. The Titans' left edge is their weakest as well, conceding 28% of their tries, so a great matchup there. If you're looking for a bit more value, David Fifita has scored in each of his last 4 games against Manly, paying $3.20.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to take all of that. I just had Turbo and Hamola, and I looked at it, and I'm just like, get over it, dude. Like, you know what I mean? It's the same fucking story every week. And it's like, you know, if I'm going to go down with this ship, I may as well have a bit of fun and mix it up. Now, I, before Rando even said stats, was about to go, you know what, I'm just going to triple overs. But the rain, the 5 to 10 mils, I'm like, nah, stay away from that, because I'm like, if it's dry, it will go overs, but I'm not risking that. I'm just going to take Rando stats there. I'm going to take the line for Titans because they go against Manly quite well. I'll take Garrick and I'll take Fifita. That's 11.73. Got to mix it up because I'm not just going to do the same boring bet yet again and fail yet again. So thank you, Rando.
Thank you.
Mr. Roo?
Yeah, I think the Titans are a serious sniff to win this one at home. I'm just going to go for AJ Brimson. He's been stuck out in the centres for the start of this season. It looks to me like he's absolutely hating his football out there. He gets an opportunity to get closer to the ball in this game. I think he'll run a heap. So AJ Brimson at $4.40. I'm going to take that in this one. Fast track up there. I like AJ.
He's good for 440. He's back in his fours. That's, yeah.
Yep. He's in the halves. And
yeah, but that's where he does a lot of his try scoring, 5-8.
True. I said on Monday that I was absolutely petrified of this time slot. It just terrifies me, rattles me to my very core. But I'm an optimist. I am. I'm an optimistic guy. It's just how I was not even how I was raised. It's just I came out the womb optimistic about the world and about Manly. I hear Rando's stats, you know. Yeah, Des Hasler wins most games against Manly, but not all of them. The Titans beat the Seagulls most of the time, but not all the time. Do you know what I'm saying? There's a fucking chance, so I need to be optimistic. It's a fast track, and we've got a fast guy back who was ripping and tearing when he played at the start of the season, only to be ruled out through a very unfortunate hamstring injury, but he's back and ready to fucking rip and tear. Jason Saab, 2+. Okay, that's one thing you got to rely on is speed, raw speed. No one in the history of mankind, gentlemen, has had an answer for raw, unbridled speed. There's nothing you can do about it. If you can't catch a bloke, you're fucked. Saab 2 plus, Manly 13 plus. Let's just give a big fuck you to what everyone else thinks, which is that Manly's going to lose. And you get $7.71, which excites absolutely no one.
Yeah.
Just a bit of fun between us. Can we try and predict what Tom's bet will be here? Because I reckon he'll go high 40s to try and serve some units.
I think he might start. I think you'll see hybrid bets this week out of Tom. I think you'll see him walk on the line.
Yeah.
And then I think you'll see big meaty bets. This will
Manly
be big and
13
meaty.
Plus. It'll be Turbo 2. It'll be Garrick. Himole, maybe.
Probably a DCE. He'll probably try to follow the DCE from the last couple of weeks. I wouldn't be surprised. This bet will be paying 100-1.
Another reason I'm scared for Manly, Rando, you might be able to look this up. I can't get Gus Gould out of my head because he sits back. If you listen to his podcast or every year, and he goes, whatever round it is, he'll say, everyone's won one, everyone's lost one. And he'll just, he loves his double tap. Everyone's won one, everyone's lost one. He loves that saying. And I can't get it out of my head that he can't wait for it to say. And Titans are the only team that haven't won one yet. Like, I'm just wondering what round in the last couple of years, everyone's won one, everyone's lost one kind of vibe, because that alone, the godfather of NRL, he's been saying it a few weeks. It hasn't happened yet.
Well, the Tigers hadn't won one until this game, maybe last year, when they beat the Panthers. I don't know if it was the same round or not.
Same round.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay.
It's on the public record. I said it on Monday. I've been as honest as I can be that I'm fucking terrified of this game.
Dogs won round 7 in 2021 as well.
Wouldn't be shocked. Listen, if you've got any bloody stones, or if you've got any sort of recognition of a breadcrumb, you triple stake the Titans. You just do. So you're getting a great price as well, but. Again, I'm the optimist.
And Eels, round 7, 2018.
Round 7 seems to be everyone's first win, does it? Okay.
We said it a few weeks ago. It tends to be round 7, round 8 where this season starts, and you actually have a vibe of where teams are at.
Yeah, everyone's won one, everyone's lost one kind of vibe. Yep.
At home, I'd be tripling the fuck out of the Titans. Lippy, Manly 13 plus into Brooks, into Hamole, $15.40. We move on. Broncos v Raiders, Suncorp Stadium. Broncos heavy favourites, $1.36 plays, $3.10 the Raiders. The Lions minus 7.5. The total points is 44.5. Rando, what do you got for me, mate? Because I'm a little bit...
It's 20 degrees, dry for kickoff, but a little bit of rain in the arvo, so a bit of humidity on the ground. Now, every Saturday night match between the Broncos and the Raiders at Suncorp has been decided by 1 to 12 points. The Raiders, they've only won twice at Suncorp against the Broncos since 2005, so we're looking at a Broncos 1 to 12 possibility. In terms of try scorers, Cobbo has a 100% try scoring rate against the Raiders, scoring in all three games. He's running at the Raiders' weakest edge, their right edge, who have conceded 35% of their tries exclusively.
Yeah. Thank you, mate. Now, there's a stag over there, and he's proved particularly elusive for one E.L. Simpson, 29th of 1st, 91, Double Base Hospital. Very elusive indeed. Sebo's got a couple.
Yep.
Or at least one.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Burmo's got one. We haven't put the names up yet because Tobler doesn't know how to do his job. That's a different conversation. It's time for me to get one, to wrangle a Stags. Now, you need a bit of fucking narrative when you're going to wrangle a Stags, and it's never really jumped out at me as to what that looks like for E.L. Simpson, 29th of 1st, 1991, Double Base Hospital. Doesn't scream to me how you wrangle a Stags. But then I thought, well, if you're wrangling a Stags, what are you essentially on? You're on a hunt. I'm just going to hunt a Stags. Jaden Hunt, Katoni Stags, $12.33. And just as a little cherry on top, we all know how important Jais are. Well, if you get rid of the Yadun out of Jaden's name, his name's Jai. So, there you go.
You're not wrong.
There you go.
Look, it makes a lot of sense.
Hunting a Stags. I'm hunting a Stags. It's all I'm doing. I'm hunting a Stags. Hunt Stags. Hunt Stags. Hunt Stags. Hunt Stags. That's it. Pretty simple.
Kind of jealous of that bet. But I'm just getting flashbacks to, I think it was last year, where the Raiders were like absolute outsiders and they went up to Brisbane and they even beat them, I think, with like Wyden was out. They're like, anyway, they turned up. Raiders do turn up. So I'm taking that +7.5 line. I'm going Huddy and Arthur's, a little double ender there, $12.04. I want a double digits in this game. Like, I want to back Raiders 1-12, but based on only hitting 3 bets out of like 53, I don't have the strength. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't have the mental strength. I need to hit a few more before I can do that. So I wanted to do it. I did. But I'll take the line and a double ender, the weak man's kind of bet.
The weak man's 1-12 is essentially what you're saying. Roo?
Just on the Stags hunt, just had a look through Jaden Hunt's records over the last few years. He started playing reserve grade in 2019. Since then, he has scored a grand total of 3 tries across all grades. So,
so you can score them.
Love the narrative, hate the bet. Fucking hate the bet.
But when you're hunting Stags, it's all narrative. Mm.
Speaking of hating bets, Walsh and Strange into Raiders +7.5. Are there, like, the way that these two teams attack, the Broncos, Reece Walsh, high-flying, sideline to sideline, the Raiders are exclusively kick the ball twice on last tackle or score out a dummy half. They're just polar opposites coming at each other here. No idea what to expect.
Sure. So basically no idea for 1954.
Yeah.
Yep. Not good odds for a no idea bet.
Well, he's basically conserving units.
Yeah.
He's got no idea, so he's conserving units. Yeah.
Wait till we get to the next game. You'll take it all back.
Now, well, you've got to conserve here and there. Nalippi, Walsh and Young, $7.20. Huddy Young, that is. Not Dom Young. Dom Young doesn't play for the Raiders. Bulldogs Knights. This is a cunt of a game. I've got to be honest with you. This is a fucking mongrel of a game. Bulldogs Knights, a core stadium. The head-to-head's $1.95 Dogs, $1.85 Knights. The Lions +1.5, so even the bookies are going, what the fuck? Total points, 41.5. Rando, can you make sense of this madness?
Low 20s, clearing shower in the morning in Sydney, but it'll be dry for both Sunday kickoffs, this one and the next match. Now, the Knights, I can't really make much sense of this madness whatsoever. The Knights have won their last 9 Sunday games and won by 2 or more in all of those 9 games, so I just see that line as an absolute steal. Brady B, he's scored in his last 4 games against the Dogs and scored 6 tries in 4 games at a core. I think Brady B and the Knights, the line is probably the best here. Easy.
Mm. Boys, when I look at this one, I can't make sense of the odds. It just makes me wonder if they know something about Ponga.
Ponga must be out. Yeah. It's got to be.
That's what petrifies me.
Because the thing is, no matter everyone here who thinks they've got mail, the fucking bookies have the mail. You know what I mean? Like,
they've got the mail. They know something. They know something.
Like, that's what
happened. Or is it one of those things where if you've got the fucking stones, like, they've heard whispers. The bookies have heard whispers around the water coolers that Ponga's a good chance of being out, but he might play. So if he plays, you get a price. You get a great price if you take it early in the week, which we are.
Yep.
This is a Wednesday record, punters and dribblers. If he plays, that comes in, surely. And that line blows to Timbuktu.
Yep. Yeah, like, it's Ponga dependent. But do we have any idea, Rando?
No idea.
No.
No idea if he'll play.
Rude, what about your birdies? No one whispering?
No. No tweets? Haven't heard anything yet.
No tweets. Okay. Fuck it then, Sebo, what's your bet?
I mean, I just got to take the line. I mean, look, it's a gamble, right? Taking the line. This whole show is a gamble.
Yeah,
it's
a gambling show.
Yeah. So I'm going to gamble on the team list. Ponga, I'm going to gamble that he plays because the Knights aren't in like a great position for him to like miss out, right? He's got to play. They just had a bad loss last week. I'm going to punting him -1.5. And I was thinking this morning in the shower how badly the Knights fucked me last year with the last leg of the Ozaki. I didn't take them for some reason. I took the Sharks stupidly. No wonder I've got a bit of a vendetta against the Sharks at the moment. I'm taking the -1.5. It's just a classic line. You know what I mean? It's like the old, like it's like before when you first got into punting, they probably didn't have any time try scorers. They just kept it clean, lines and head-to-heads. I'm taking it. I'm going to keep a keen eye on the team list. Not that it's going to change a thing. -1.5. Fuck it, I've gone on for long enough for something that I don't even know anything about. I'll just double it.
He's doubling it. He's doubling it. Okay, did originally have Karaz and Best at $7.32. I'm going to keep it simple, stupid. and I will double stake my boy Bradman Best of Shintat fame. I'm going to I'm going to bet one unit is for fucking one Shintat, and the other is for the other Shintat. Make sense? No, it didn't, but you know, it sort of does. $2.85. Bradman Best, double staked.
Like it.
Just simple. Simple.
Keep it simple.
Simple rugby league.
Yep.
Simple rugby league. Rugby league's a simple game. It's the simplest game. And sometimes you've got to bet with a bit of simplicity. We are guilty on this show of overcomplicating things.
Yeah. Yeah. And massively.
And just making it way too fucking hard for ourselves. It doesn't need to be that hard.
Yep.
All you need to do is go, does Bradman Best score tries? Yeah, he does.
It's a generational thing. It's like so many people leave school. They don't know what degree to do. They don't know what job they want to do. There's too many fucking opportunities. They end up in a freaking arts degree, which is absolutely useless. Like, you know, you need to go back to the 50s or Titanic where it's just like guys in like tucked in shirts listening to Frank Sinatra like, just bet the line, bet the line. Like, you know, just those guys. Just channel that guy for a second. Yeah, my dad was a bootmaker. I'm a bootmaker. Like, you know, it's just that fucking simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make boots. If you're a bootmaker, make boots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best 285, Knights minus one half for Sebo. And Guru, what are you doing? Because I feel like I know what you're going
to
do.
Shout out to useless degrees. My primary school teaching degree not coming in all that much handy.
Well, at least you were a teacher. Pretty
average
teacher.
One. Now, boys, I'm going to take my boy Kai Pierce-Paul. I'm double staking this week.
KPP. Oh, God. That's a man who's hit a scooper.
Yeah.
He is going straight at Drew Hutchinson in this game. Hutcho has missed 13 tackles in the last 2 weeks. I think all eyes will be on KP out the back, and Jacko Hastings will just feed him at that spot defender all game. So Kai Pierce-Paul, double stake. We're getting it.
Lippy, golden point. Feel like the Lippy's looked at the odds and gone, this will be close.
Yep.
$16 for golden point. Well done to the Lippy. Final game of the round. We've arrived. The Sharks at home to the Cowboys. $1.62 plays $2.30. The Lions minus 3.5 and total points is 43.5. Rando, what do you know, bro?
As I mentioned earlier, we'll be dry for this one. The Sharks, well, they just have a great record against the Cows, winning 10 of their last 11 games against them. The Cows, they've lost their last 6 games against first-place teams on the road. For try scorers, Nico, he has a great record against the Cows. For Supercoach fans, he's tunned up in his last 3 games. He's also scored in his last 2 games. He loves to roam on the left, and the Cowboys have conceded 70% of their tries in the middle all the way out to the right side tram lines. That's definitely his area of attack. Could be a good chance to get his first try of the year.
Okay. Sebo?
I'm going to have to change my bet up because I'm going to follow Rando's stats. I had Cows win, Mulitalo and Drinky. I'll keep Mulitalo. I'll keep Drinky.
Yep.
But I'm just going to take out the result.
Yep. Well, maybe we'll get a Roo then.
Yep.
Boys, I'm going to be a little bit opportunistic here. Talakai's coming off the bench, which puts him at $6.80 as an anytime try scorer. I'm not totally convinced he will start there. I reckon there's every chance they move him back to centre. Now they've got some middles back in this side. I wouldn't be surprised to see Ito potentially drop out of this team.
Please don't.
And I just think if I can get Talakai at $6.80 and if he starts at centre...
It's a serious rugby league price.
It's eyes up stuff. I also think throughout this game, an injury, a HIA, anywhere in the back line, Talakai will come straight on. All of a sudden, I'm looking at the form centre in the comp for the first 4 weeks at $6.80 as an ATS. So... I only played 13 minutes last week, so I completely understand why they've got him at 680. But I wouldn't be surprised if he does end up at centre. And if he's starting centre at 680, thanks for coming.
2 tries in his last 3 games against the Cows as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I love that bet because I love, as I was saying in the Kalen Ponga bet, like punting on maybe a team list is your gamble and you're getting your value for it. Love it.
I just like the Sharks at home against the Cowboys. You know, the Cowboys are overrated. No offence, Rando.
Thank you.
So I like minus 3.5. Nikora, they've not gone to him much this year at all. Yeah, I don't think he's scored a try yet. So I'm a big Teague Wilton guy this season. Big Teague Wilton guy. And I will follow Teague. Teague's been scoring rugby league tries. He's also got an incredible name. Teague. T-E-I-G. That is just sensational. And in 2024, fucking Teagues are in. $4.90. Give it to me.
Another good one. Three tries in his last five against the Cows too.
There we go.
Teague's on a bit of a...
There we go.
He is. He is a double last week.
We like that a lot. Sebo?
As I said, just tanking Drinky and Mulatalo. 480.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Maybe put that in yellow, bruh. Lippy, yep. Ramian, Scotty D. Either team win from 1 to 12 is $11.68. Maybe. Jesse Ramian hasn't scored many this year.
He never
only
scores
one.
Many, though, does he? Like he, scored one. He scores like a couple of like really epic tries. So you're like, oh, I've got to include him. But then he doesn't score for like 5
no,
weeks.
No, I'm not mad about Jesse this season. There's a breadcrumb. that's it. That is the round. We move to the unit scooper. And out of respect to the big fella to my right who did hit one of the great scoopers we've seen the last couple of seasons, you can lead us into battle, sir.
Yeah, I've got five try scorers here that I'm going to take, all pretty short. You're getting 33 to 1. I'm going to take Mulatalo for the Sharkies. I reckon the Titans are a sniff against Manly. Campiero with Fifita. And Foz on that edge, I like him. Reece Walsh always scores for Brisbane. I've got Daniel Tupu for the Roosters and DWZ as the last one there. So five guys that I think are pretty short and pretty likely. $33.58.
Again, you can't hate on it. You can't hate on it. Makes sense. And again, he hits last week. I like the Sharks -3.5 against the Cowboys, especially at Shark Park Sunday afternoon. Hook it to my veins. I like Tigers +14.5. Again, we've been over it. I'm just going to pound a double line into the core of the earth. Jason Saab back quick field, like it. Coates and DWZ, $26.41 rugby league cents. Sebastian.
I am taking the Cows out of my unit scooper thanks to Rando stats, but then I'm just keeping the other legs.
I like that you had them in there.
Oh, no, so did I. Now I'm looking at the odds and it's like, hey, that's now it's like more than half the odds gone. Fuck it, I'm keeping it. Whatever.
Just keep them.
Just They'll keep win. It. They'll whatever. Win. Come on, Cows. I mean, Sharks. I mean, who can really trust the Sharks? They got beaten by like 30 points by the Tigers, so it's not like it's a crazy leg, right? All right, so what have we got? We've got Waz and Cows to win. Just those two to win. And then we've got four try scorers. We've got DWZ, Turbo, Mulatalo, and Coates. As I said, why the hell aren't I on Coates? He's around $2. Mulatalo always scores. Turbo's due. You know, it's going to be about 60 points against the Titans. DWZ, simple, right? Simple. 48.90.
Lippy, DWZ, Team A, Walsh, Adokar, and Nanai, $59.35. You look at these bets, and sometimes you can be very guilty of going, they all get up. Every single scooper gets up here. But that's just not how it works. Again, it's like when you look at lottery numbers, you go, they're numbers I would have picked. But you didn't pick them, though, did you, mate? You didn't pick them. That's because the odds are like one in fucking 100 million.
It's like horoscopes. You'll find a way to convince yourself, like, 27, Arsenal 27 club. I remember that. Jim Morrison. It's like 33 or like 23, that Jim Kerry. Like, you know, you'll find a fucking way to convince yourself that you're a genius, but you're not.
Yeah, but you're not. But every now and then we are, as Rue proved last week. Okay, hot seat time. Hot seat time. Mm. Three more weeks. Three more weeks, she's getting tight.
Yeah,
she's getting tight.
I got like, I'm out, right? If I lose this, I'm out. Yeah. So the fate's in my own hands.
It's all to play for.
I've got my eyes on an AI smoke driver. Let's see where I go.
Let's see where he goes.
All right, hot seat. This is the last time you'll see me in the seat if I lose, right? There's only three to go. I desperately need to win three in a row to get my hands on a new driver. Now, I'll be damned if I don't see an 80-minute game out, i.e. I don't want a try scorer in this thing. I don't want someone getting injured in the first 5 minutes who didn't score a try, or a team who only scored two tries or something like that. I want to see 80 minutes, a hot seat. I want to feel it for 80 minutes. So I'm going on a result. Storm versus Roosters. It's basically a coin flip. That's what the odds are. And I'm going to leave it up to the gods, because you know what? I've once got an 11 in a row at two up, right? Coin flips I'm good at, so I'm just going to go the coin flip game. Storm win. It's like $1.92. Let me just check for you. Yeah, $1.92. Coin flip, 80-minute game, Thursday night footy, my favourite night to watch footy. So here's one of three.
All right, thank you very much, Sebastian. I hope that loses. Now, shout out to the punter, shout out to the dribbler, shout out to Neds for all your support. You've just been fucking terrific, and we love you dearly. We'll see you all next week. Thank you for support. Follow us on the profiles. If you want to follow Roo, if you were following him last week, you would have got a unit scooper. So, like, there's incentive to follow us because there is glory there sometimes. There is often, not often, there is sometimes gold at the end of the rainbow. So follow us along on the profiles. Join the About Even group. The passcode is...
Dribbler.
Dribbler, sure. That sounds about right. And we'll see you next week. Next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.
You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.